the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to a podcast. My name's Dan Latto. So in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about just basically about how the world is changing and how if we're not going to keep up with the way in which the world is changing, then we're going to get left behind. And it comes from a comment, an article about what there's a company called ING. And it's a large savings company, financial services company. And they've basically come out and they've said that something like Bitcoin is a niche product. And I've shared it on my Facebook, so you can go find it on there and you can find it in the Bitcoin group and that kind of thing. But I just thought it was really interesting that we've still got dinosaurs. So this guy's like an old guy. and invariably, the people who are coming out and saying this stuff are all old guys. All women, by the way. All basically, they're old, okay? When I say old, they're in like late 50s, 60s, that sort of thing. But this guy, I don't know how old he is, but he's the chief economist of the Dutch banking giant ING. This is what he's basically said. He's put Bitcoin will likely wind up as a niche financial product. But what really tickled me was that Tunis Brosnans argued that actual use of cryptocurrency will be limited to tech nerds. So welcome, folks. If you're investing in Bitcoin, you are officially a tech nerd because the principal economist of ING said so. People obsessed about their privacy and people afraid of hyperinflation of traditional currencies. So first of all, is he acknowledging hyperinflation of traditional currencies? Because there's a school of thought here that's saying that Bitcoin isn't increasing so quickly. It's actually that all the other currencies are being suffering from hyperinflation. Their currency value is being deflated. Now, I actually think it's probably one of the same. There's only so many Bitcoins. Everybody's out and buying them. Prices are going to go up. But in addition to that, the way in which we traditionally valued things, like gold, look at gold, look at the gold price. Gold price has dipped significantly in the last couple of months. And so it's like the way in which we're valuing what's important or, you know, how we associate monetary value to things is fundamentally changing. 2018 could really be called the trigger point, the singularity that we're quickly approaching. I mean, this is what I find really funny. And the comment I used was, if you remember Kodak, you know, there was somebody in Kodak high up that went, digital cameras? Nah, we're not going to do that. That's a niche product. That's for techno nerds. We're not going to do that. Let's stick with traditional film. And what happened 2 years later? Bang. Kodak is done. Out of business. And the business that is left is tiny and insignificant. Someone bought it for a quid. And because they didn't move with the times. And I hear it all day. I see it on Facebook. This Bitcoin thing, it's a bubble. It's only going to last. I mean, it might be a bubble. It might just pop and then drop. Right? Pump and dump, as it's called. People pump the money in, or the whales, as we call them. They pump a lot of money in, and then when it's at a peak, they drop. And looking at Bitcoin, it's down to $18,000 today. And some people will say that that is an example of a pump and dump, where they're putting all the money in, and it's going to drop. I'm just going to have a quick look now and just see the price in the last month for these people that are saying that it's dropped. So since yesterday, it's down $555. Oh my gosh, it's definitely crashing. So that's 2.93%. It's definitely crashing, folks. It definitely is. But in the last week, it's up $673. And that takes into account that drop that we've already had. And so it's up 3.79%. And in the last 1 month, it's up 138%, or $10,729. But the people out there right now go, oh yeah, but look at what's happened today. It's dropped over 2.5%. Oh my gosh, it's over. And it's like, let's put it in perspective. First of all, this is called a retrace, and we talked about that a little bit in the last podcast. It's called a retrace, right? This is what happens. People plough the money in, it runs out of fuel, it pulls back or reverses a little bit, and then people get going again. That's just how it works. But the point I need you to understand is that we're not living in the same world as we did a year ago from now. 2016 was a completely different world. It just was. I mean, Bitcoin last year, we're recording this on the 19th of December. Bitcoin was $792 and it's gone up. And bear in mind, it's $18,489. It's gone up $17,697, which is 2,234%. So, like, I know I'm chucking out a lot of numbers at you. Excuse me. But this is the key that I need you to understand. We're not living in 2016 anymore. We're about to hit 2018. I'm watching at the moment on Netflix a program. It's called Mars, and it's really cool. And basically, they're landing on Mars. It's 2033. And then they have flashbacks to now and to Elon Musk and some of the people that work with Elon are saying what some of the challenges will be. But they're actually doing it as though it's 2033. And they're actually landing on Mars, and then they're looking back and seeing what people were saying. And it's just really interesting how, you know, in 20 years' time, we'll have people on Mars. You know, the thing that was inconceivable a mere 100 years ago, a mere 50 years ago, we might have thought about it maybe 50 years ago. You know, Arthur C. Clarke and 2001 A Space Odyssey and all of that kind of thing with space stations and so on. So it was conceived of in the 60s and 70s. But going back 100 years ago, you know, if we go back to 1917, obviously World War One was in full swing. I don't know if it's finished by now. Was it 14 to 17? I think so anyway. My history is not the best. But we certainly weren't thinking about Man on Mars. When was War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells, created? Let's have a quick look, because it's really interesting. H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds. Let me just find out when that was. 1898 was when it first came out in hardcover. So, you know, just 100 years ago, that's the level of thinking that we're at. And here we are, 100 years on. You know, and people are going, yeah, but money, you know, money's money, isn't it? If I get pound coins out of my pocket, I know that they're worth a quid. But how much is a Bitcoin worth? And it's like, the whole of the currency that's going around in the world, only 8% is in cash. The rest of it is on a computer somewhere. It's not tracked by gold as it was, because it came off a gold reserve of a gold standard in 1972 in America. It's just not done like that. It's sentiment. That's what makes currency worth value. And right now, the sentiment of Bitcoin is that it's going. And it's not just Bitcoin. You look at Litecoin, Ethereum. I bought Litecoin at £22. Litecoin right now is... I'm in dollars here, by the way. So let me just go see if I can change that back to UK pounds. I do keep in dollars, weirdly, just because that's how I trade and that sort of thing. So let me just change this over to UK pound and save that and go back and have a look and see how much Litecoin is. Litecoin is 259%. So that's gone up £8,694. So when we're talking about Bitcoin, what that's gone up, Bitcoin has only gone up 2,000%. Litecoin has gone up 8,600%. Let's take a look at Ethereum. And that's gone up 9,000%. So all the talk right now is about Bitcoin. But, you know, Litecoin was, see if we can get the price on this, was about £5. Ethereum, sorry, was £5. That's now £614. Litecoin was like £2, £2.95. That's now £259. So, like, Bitcoin's really gone up, but it's only gone up 2,000%. I mean, it's crazy, right? So, and, you know, people talk about how Bitcoin's gone up, but look at Ethereum and Litecoin in the last 12 months. We're not living in, you know, people talk about investing and putting money into stuff and investing for 25 years. You know what? If you'd have put, let's just do the maths. If you'd have put 10 grand into Bitcoin, into Litecoin, let's do Ethereum. 10 grand into Ethereum. If I multiply that by 9,750%, it gets me £975,000. So, it's literally, is that right, by the way? No, I don't think it is. I think it's 9 trillion. Anyway, somebody do the maths for me. I can't do the maths. For some reason, my brain has just died this morning. And I can't seem to do the maths on that. But just work it out. Get your calculator and just do it. So, I mean, it's phenomenal how it's gone, right? But are we in the Kodak moment? Oh, no. I'm not going to invest in that. Or actually, is it the death of fiat? Like, I don't know. And this is not just about cryptocurrency. This is about, look at the high street. You take a small town. Let's take a small town like Castleford. I've not been up to Castleford for quite some time. Castleford, you know, Castleford, it's where the rugby comes from and that sort of thing. It's an old coal mining town. But the high street in Castleford, I guarantee that the majority of shops, this is what it will look like. So you'll have a Greggs or equivalent or several equivalents. You'll have a betting shop or several betting shops. You'll have second-hand shops or several second-hand shops. You'll have, like, Age Concern and those sort of charity shops, Heart Foundation and those sort of shops as well. You'll have a second-hand shop where you can take your stuff and they'll pay you and then they'll sell it for a higher markup, something like Computer Exchange, CEX, something like that. You'll have that type of store. And then you'll have maybe one or two coffee shops. And it's like, and then you'll have like a boutique clothing shop full of cheap sort of stuff. That's our high street, folks, right there, because the nature of shopping, you know, I'm recording this today, and obviously today Toys R Us have just announced that they're going to go into administration. That's 2,500 people the week before Christmas, and now found out that they're not going to have a job. I mean, it's shocking, right? This is why you need second, third, fourth income streams, like the Bitcoin stuff that we're doing. This is why you need to get into that. Well, what if it collapses? What if you lose your job? You know, these people that say, oh, but it's risky, isn't it? You've got one job. Like, that's ultimate of risk. I remember having an argument with someone when I had, like, 10 houses. I was trying to get a loan from First Direct. And I had 10 houses. It was worth £1 million. And they're going, this is someone on 14 grand a year, by the way. Back in those days, going back, I don't know, 15 years ago. And they're going, yeah, but, you know, what if your tenants don't pay? And I'm like, but I've got 10 sets of tenants. Well, what if they all don't pay? Well, they've never not all not paid. That's the chances of that. And if one doesn't pay, then the others pay for them. And if another one doesn't pay, then there's actually still enough money in there for it to work. And I said to them, what if you lose your one source of income, which is your job? And obviously they're like, well, I don't see how that's relevant, because they couldn't understand it. They're just working in a call centre on 14 grand a year. They might be in a bank, but what the hell do they know? The chief economist at ING, who's on, you know, I don't know, 10 million a year. I don't know what he's on. But what the hell does he know about cryptocurrency? What does he know about the way in which the world's going to change? Is he some sort of futurist? No. He's a traditional banker. And traditional bankers, there's two ways that's going to happen here. They're either going to get burnt massively, or, a bit like JP Morgan, we're going to try and manipulate what's going on. Like JP Morgan, as far as I know, they bought the coin, Bitcoin News. They've now got a stake in Bitcoin News website. Interesting, isn't it? And they, you know, talked a load of bad stuff about Bitcoin, dropped the price, and then bought into it. Did a podcast on that quite recently. But times are changing. The high street is changing. Toys R Us are going down. The reason why Toys R Us are going down is, one, it's so expensive. So what happens is, you go to Toys R Us, you go and look at all the toys, and then you go back, and what do? Go on Amazon. Or you're walking around Toys R Us, and you've got Amazon on your phone, and you're adding it to cart, because it looks really cool, and it's 20% cheaper on Amazon. And this is how the world is changing, if you don't keep up with that. We've got a couple of millennials right now, you know, between 20 and 25, and they're wanting to get into the USI stuff that we're doing, buy Bitcoin. And he's incredibly frustrated because it's taking more than a day for him to get verified by his ID. And you have to get verified. You can't open a bank account instantly. It takes time in order to do this, right? So it's the same sort of thing. And he's like, yeah, but I can open a PayPal. It's the same thing. Well, it's not the same thing, is it? PayPal is PayPal. PayPal's not the same as buying Bitcoin. It's just totally not the same thing. But they're getting frustrated because, you know, millennials work in this instant, very instant situation. You know, like, I'm 45, and so when I want to do a video, I spend so much time thinking about a video and planning that by the time I actually get to recording it, the millennials already done 5 of them over the last 5 days, and they're out, and they're off, and one the next, and they don't dick around and wait and that sort of thing. And obviously, trying to explain to them, because I think Bitcoin goes at the speed of light, which the momentum is getting there, but the actual transactions don't go at the speed of light. It takes a couple of days to get verified. And then, because the blockchain is so busy, the mining fees, which is what it costs to transfer one Bitcoin from one place to somewhere else, right? You get charged a mining fee. That's like 30 quid on some of the exchanges. And so there's like this idea that we're not quite getting it yet, and because they need a bit more education about it. But the world is totally changing. High streets are changing. The high street in Castleford, go take that back 30 years. That would have been a hustling, bustling, lots of fresh fruit stores, butchers, bakers. All that's gone. Might be one or two, but I'll guarantee they're struggling. Why? Well, we've just got Tesco's around the corner. The big Tesco's or the big Asda. And then, you know, well, we need some clothes. Well, let's buy some clothes from Tesco's. Like, I don't buy any clothes from Tesco's. Because I just think it's a bit weird buying clothes from supermarkets. But then I'm 45, past it, you see. Whereas someone who's 25 would go, yes, obviously that's what I do. Because why wouldn't I? So the world is totally changing. And you've got to change with it. Because if you're not going to change with it, then you're going to be a dinosaur like ING and like Kodak. Like, it'll be interesting to see what happens with ING, to see whether they go down that path. Maybe when this guy retires and, you know, some younger people come through. But this shift is generational as well. Us oldies, 45 oldies, are going to try and hang on and hang on and hang on. You know, everybody's working off their mobile phones. I can't work off a mobile phone. I have to use a keyboard and a laptop or a desktop. But the millennials, they do everything on their mobile device, everything. And if you're not prepared for that in your business, then the world is going to leave you behind because you're turning into the dinosaur. Good grief. Beggars belief, doesn't it? Anyway, right, I think that'll do it. It's a good podcast there, nice little rant. If you've got any questions, just drop them in. Come and join me on Facebook. If you like the podcast, then please go leave a review. That'd be awesome. And I love the reviews. Thank you so much. We've got just 5-star reviews, which is really appreciated. Thank you so much. But obviously, if you've got any questions, then just come back to me. And we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.